problem for Sharks and Chargers today. We've got a big basketball game tonight. We've got the 2-2 Knoxville Panthers against the 2-2 Sharks and Chargers. Chargers playing really good basketball so far this season. But lost two heartbreakers were in very, very close games. And so we're ready to go on this one. I'm Mark Sullivan. I'm being joined by
Jake Schroeder.
And Jake just got done calling a long Bears game. Lots of fouls. A slow game.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a long one, Mark. But, you know, Knoxville's got a good team. They got a good girls team. I was impressed with them. They've got a lot of girls that can really move with the basketball. And should be a good one tonight. Talking to Coach Schroeder before the game tonight, Mark, he said offensively he wasn't really concerned with anything. He likes the way they're playing offensively. They're putting up, I think, close to 70 points a game. He said defensively is where it's got to change. He said defensively they got to start having more intensity, playing just better help defense, team defense, more communication, and they just need to stop the opponent. You know,
well we've seen some incredibly high scores going up by individuals against us. 33 or 35 point game by Baker from Albia.
Yeah, incredible.
And when we played at, and that was one of the two losses, an overtime loss, and then a very close game at Interstate 35 at Truro, where two young men, the Wright brothers, went off for something, not the Wright brothers, those would be the guys with the plane, the Wright brothers went off for over 50 points between the two of them.
Wow.
And so that really, really hurt. Starting lineup for tonight's game, for the Knoxville Panthers, Nolan Wallace will be starting. He's a junior. Wright Brooks, a senior. Garrett Davis is also a senior. Chase Siegenbotham is a senior. And Nathan Winters is a junior. For the Sheraton Chargers, they're getting ready to move right now. Sophomore Derek Ryan, who is the team's leading scorer, averaging over 25 points a game. Also, TJ Hawkinson, who has just been incredible with the rebound, averaging way high up in that as well. Then Larry Sullivan is almost averaging a double-double with a 12-point scoring average and a 9.7 rebound average. Christian Benson will be bringing the ball up the floor for the Sharks and Chargers. He is a senior, as is Larry Sullivan. And rounding out the lineup, Ben Moret, the mailman, who is also a senior, playing at offside. So if we can keep the scoring the way we're going and maybe get a little bit more production out of the off guard and out of the guard position, really, besides Jerry Lang. And maybe a little bit off the bench.
Not doing a whole lot wrong. I mean, we're scoring 70 points a game. That's pretty darn good, Mark. I think we need to work on stopping the opposition tonight. And I think we're giving up, I think, over 65 points, right around 65 points a game, maybe more. We'll have to look that up. But
yeah, unfortunately, all of a sudden, I have no internet. So,
yeah, it looks like Sheridan. They're getting ready to jump ball here. We go to Sutterman, jumping for the Chargers, and off a couple guys it goes, and it goes to Knoxville.
That's the first time Sheraton has not got the flip this season.
Here's a quick early foul, and if this is anything like the girls' game, they're going to call it awfully close. Same referees in this game as we're... We're going to look for a little extra plug-in here. We're going to run a little short on battery, so bear with us. But Knoxville unbounding the basketball, and they turn it over, and they're going to get an offensive foul. So one foul piece early in the game. We got two fouls in the first 12 seconds. And here's Moret for the Chargers, bringing it up against Knoxville. Over to Bankston, right wing. Knoxville looks like they're in a 2-3 zone here, so Sheridan's going to adjust to that. Lang over to Moret. Moret. In the corner to Sullivan. Sullivan drives very fine. Gets it back up to Moret. Down. Oh, two-man game. Nice over-the-top pass to Hawkinson. Down on the block. 2 points, Hawkinson. You get T.J. Hawkinson down on that right block like that. There's not anybody in the state going to stop him. Knoxville now with the basketball. They turn it over. Derek Lang comes up with a steal. Lang pushing it. Kicks it over to Moret. back to Banks and swings all the way across the court to Felderman. He drives baseline. Over to Moret, passes up a little 15-footer. Now back out. Moret thinks about it again. Back up to Banks. And good ball movement so far from the Chargers. So far, gets it down into Hawkinson. Oh, and he gets fouled and immediately goes up for the three-point play, but he's going to go to the line for two. T.J. Hawkinson, just a beast in there. He's going to get double-teamed a lot this year, and it looks like Knoxville might be trying to do that early, and he had a guy hanging all over him. So Hawkinson goes to the line for two. First one is up and good. T.J. Hawkinson, so far only a 53% free throw shooter on the year, so that's definitely one thing. With as many times as he's going to get fouled, T.J. Definitely needs to keep improving the foul shooting. That's a lot of points on the board as he misses the second one. 3-0, Sheridan early going. Knoxville with the basketball. Garrett Davis brings it up. Top of the key to Winters. Winters looks for somebody. He gets over to Zook. Sheridan and man-to-man. Zook drives on his man. Dishes it off Moret, and then it glances out. It gets into the corner. Short. Shot. Gets his own rebound. It was Wallace. Wallace shot it from just inside the three-point line. It was short off the rim. Got his own rebound, and then he threw it away. So it's going to be Sheridan basketball. 6:30 left. 3-0. Sheridan. Moret with the basketball for the Chargers. Versus 2-3 zone. Knoxville staying in it. They're trying to collapse down on Hawkinson early. Bankston's going to drive baseline. Puts up a little floater. Bounces off the front of the rim. And goes in. Good time for the Chargers. They need just a little scoring out of Christian Bankston just to help balance it a little bit. The 5-0 early lead for the Chargers. Chargers looking to get more aggressive on defense. But here's a corner three-point shot up by Knoxville. And it's no good. That was number 24, Garrett Davis. It's off the rim. And on the rebound attempt, T.J. Hawkinson with an excellent box out. And then over the back call is going to be on Nathan Winters for Knoxville. Here's number 44, Trent Davis in the game, and John Mitchell now in the game for Knoxville. Winters and Nolan Wallace take a seat. Knoxville with a couple early subs. 6 minutes to go, first quarter, Sheridan basketball, Christian Bankston. I was going to say, I thought the referee was going to get in. He did. Christian Bankston took a step before he dribbled, and he's going to get caught for a travel. First turnover of the game for the Chargers. We'll get set up here. We'll get a little juice going. We're going to lose batteries, but we're doing our best here, huh, Mark? Knoxville basketball, and they get it down low, nice and in for Chase Higginbotham. Chargers left him open underneath, and Knoxville's on the board, 5-2.
I saw TJ hit 3 points. Who got the other bucket?
Christian Bankston, and TJ, speaking to TJ, he gets the ball, and a nice little turnaround jump for us, and it's up and in, so TJ's got five early ones. The 7-2, Sheridan, Knoxville with the basketball. Number 44, Trent Davis, he tried to go in, and it gets stripped, battle for the basketball right now, and Knoxville comes back up with it, and gets it back out to Zoot, so Knoxville's going to reset it here. Zoot with the basketball. And Knoxville's going to call a quick 30-second timeout. So let's reset this here, Mark. We've got 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Sheridan's up 7-2. Good early start for the Chargers.
Excellent. Excellent start for the Chargers.
Hey, I think they're doing exactly what Coach Cooley wanted so far, playing good defense. Excellent box out down here on a couple of rebounds. All the little things that are going to get you where you need to go at the end of the year.
And that's exactly what you're right. I'm pleased with the 7 points, but that's not unusual for me.
Yeah.
It's unusual. We're 3 minutes into the game and we're only giving up 2 points.
Yep.
And the defense has definitely stepped up at least early here in this game. All right. And being able to find some.
And Knoxville, 2-2 on the season. They don't have any stats out there anywhere. They failed to put them in on quick stats, so we'll just roll with what we have here tonight. Sheridan now on defense. They're playing a man-to-man. Knoxville basketball, good double team there, and an air ball attempt for number 44, Trent Davis. Good double team defense by the Chargers. Good help defense. Up the court we go to Hawkinson. He takes a throw into the hole. T.J. Hawkinson, he got it on the left wing, took it in and up and in. He's got 7 early points. Good time for the Chargers. And Knoxville, if you're Knoxville, Mark, you do not like Hawkinson getting hot early. Knoxville goes ahead and they get one up and in. Number 25, Chase Higginbotham.
He's got all 4 points for Knoxville.
Here's a nice little look to Willie Federman on the other end. Willie goes up off the glass. Willie Felderman looking good on the early going, too. Knoxville basketball.
Somebody asked me earlier how I was going to be impartial, and I said I have no intention of being impartial.
It's hard for him. It looks like I really put on some weight in the offseason. He's really worked hard in the weight room, you can tell, and he's filled out, and he's going to have a good senior season.
Foul goes against Christian Bengtsson. And they're going to whistle. I think they're going to whistle with TJ for a foul.
Yeah. That's a tough call on TJ. He reached in and he got all ball that went off Knoxville's knee, but the referee that had the worst view of it actually called it. The guy in front of it saw it, and I'm not sure the right referee called that. He had a bad angle. Knoxville ends around the basketball.
Rebound misses it.
TJ Hawkinson with the rebound up to Lang. Lang's trying to push. Oh, nice crossover move. He goes up the middle. No good. Willie Feldman, strong rebound up and in. Willie Feldman, nice strong rebound up and missed by Lang. Chargers up 13-4, 3:55 left in the first quarter.
Nice foul by Willie.
Yep. And there's a tipped pass now. Willie Feldman gets it. He's up to Lang. Gets it back to Hawkinson, back to Lang, up and in. A nice little give and go there. Good teamwork by the Chargers. 15-4, Chargers on the run here.
And that's the first points by the leading. And his first foul, the first points by the leading scorer of the Sheraton Chargers.
So Knoxville ends up turning the ball over. I'm not sure what was called there. I think it might have been a palm in basketball. So Sheridan gets it back. Knoxville looks like they're going to stay in the zone. What they're trying to do is they're trying to collapse two guys down on Hawkinson. So far, it hasn't worked.
Well, that is exactly how Albia did it. Albia was able to shut off Hawkinson and Feldman.
Wow. And he caught it. Yambo! Got a first Yambo tonight and missed a timeout quickly from Knoxville. Derek Lang knocks down a three-pointer and breaks open an 18-4 early lead for the Chargers. Let's take a quick timeout. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC, Thunder Country.
All the scores, one station.
Red Haw Realty's listing 1495 is a 720-acre farm that has a four-bedroom, ranch-style home, 450 tillable acres, and 260 acres of timber and pasture. It also includes grain bins capable of holding 86,000 bushel of grain. This property is located west of Albia and east of Sheraton. Check it out online, www.redhaw.com. Or call 641-774-4242. Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Jake Schroeder, Mark Fetterman back in the Charger Dome. And Sheridan off a miss by Knoxville here as we get going in the first quarter again. Derek Lang, I'm sorry, gets the turnover by Knoxville. He goes down the other end of the court, misses a layup, and now he picks up kind of a cheap foul. I think it was a frustration foul, and that's going to be the fourth team foul on Sheridan. So Sheridan's up 18-4, 2:41 left.
Well, he went down, and he went pretty much straight up the middle. And he should have went with his left hand, but he went right-handed and hit the rim.
Yep, shield up from the defender. Absolutely, Mark. There's Knoxville with the basketball. Free throw jumper. No good. Put back, no good. Missed a point-blank shot by Knoxville. Boy, Knoxville can't miss those opportunities. It's going to be a long night. As here's Derek as he tries to dish it down to P.J. Hawkinson.
He can box him with a nice defensive play there. And on this end, Ben Moret really did a nice job of defending and get the hand in the face, and that was what caused that miss back there.
Ben Moret's happy. He's probably the shortest guy in the court, but Knoxville just brought in number 14, Chase Larson, the ninth grader, and he is actually shorter than Ben, but Ben's happy. Here's a Yumbo! Off the inbound play, Derek Lang with the second three-pointer of the night. That's in the corner.
So he went from no points to 8 points just like that.
And he can score in spurts. So Knoxville basketball, Chargers with the lead, and here's Larson, as we just mentioned, take the three-point attempt. No good. T.J. Hawkinson cleaning up the boards again, and they're going to get over the back call on number 25, Higginbotham. Hawkinson doing a great job of boxing out tonight. We talked about it before the game, Mark. When Hawkinson goes up for a rebound, you see everybody else go up, and next thing you know, there's about 2 feet of Hawkinson's arms above everybody else's. Yep. He just has a way of getting those arms.
We were talking about that in the parking lot today.
Yeah.
We may as well call him Windex because he cleans that glass like nobody's business.
Yeah, definitely. So Knoxville, still in the zone. We're at with the pass. Bankston takes a three-point attempt for the wing. No good. Rebound, Knoxville. And then Lang almost caught it, and he's going to get called for a reach-in.
I think that's his second. Yep.
Yeah.
You don't want to have two fouls in the first quarter on your guard there, and in comes Brett Breda, comes into the game, and Derek's going to take a seat. And really, Jake, either one of those fouls is necessary foul.
Yeah, and that one, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think it was a foul, but it's something, again, the referee from behind the play calls it. It just looks like a foul.
Yeah, if you're going to reach in, you
yeah.
That.
Yep, it's just, you shouldn't have done it. Yep. So Knoxville, and also basketball. Knoxville's trying to pivot in. They're trying to force things a little bit, Mark, instead of moving the ball right now, and they just keep losing it as they turn it over again. So over to Breda we go in the corner, down to Felderman. He tries to throw it through a couple guys, gets knocked away, but Christian Bankston recovers. Hawkinson now gets it up against two guys, and it gets blocked.
Ooh, that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it gets blocked. Might have been a little body, but no call. Back the other way we go. Wallace with the basketball for Knoxville. Down low to Higginbotham against Hawkinson. Hawkinson stands straight up, and they'll get up in front of the rim. Bankston now up to Breda. Breda, nice pass down to Hawkinson. Pump fakes. Gets his man in the air. No good. Felderman saves it from going out of bounds, so no call again there. Felderman now drives baseline. Over to Breda, a little 15-footer. That's a big shot there, Mark. We need, like you said earlier, we need a couple of these shooting guards and kind of bench plays to pick up a little bit of scoring on these nights where you might have some foul trouble early.
And Coach Brett Breda is also a good baseball player, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely like to have a few more of them. There's Knoxville again. Boy, they keep trying to force things down low against Hawkinson, and it's just not working.
And that's seven rebounds already for T.J. Hawkinson.
Yeah, they keep trying to force things through the middle, and they're just
15 seconds left in the quarter.
Yeah, not getting it. So Ben Moret now is going to play for the last shot. Sheridan up 23-4, looking good in the first quarter here. 9 seconds left. Moret now over to Breda, down low to Felderman. Felderman back to Breda. 4 seconds left. Somebody's going to put up. Felderman takes it just inside. Three-point line, no good. In and out. And that's the end of the quarter. So great first quarter for the Chargers tonight. They come out on fire. 23-4. They lead after one. We'll take a break. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction. 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
Back at the Charger Dome. Chargers with a fantastic first quarter, Mark. Lead 23-4. They're going to get the ball to start the second.
This is the team we've been looking for all season, and in game five, the team's showing up. I see that Ben Moret has checked out of the game, and Derek Lang has checked back in.
Lang with two fouls, and he's back in the game. So he's trying to get down to Felderman, and they're going to get knocked away. Knoxville, good defense, pokes it away. Knoxville now with the basketball. Wallace with it. Top of the key. He gets it over to Davis keeps trying to drive into the middle of the zone, and
hey, there's a Kreitzinger in the game. Now they called the foul on Kreitzinger, but Nathan Winters, who's a big boy, I mean, he's got some serious size, lineman size on him, got right up into him and just kept backing him up and backing him up, and I don't know where he was going to go.
Winters shot up, and it's no good. And he gets two shots here. 16 fouls on Sheridan.
He didn't deserve it.
Four on what's that?
He didn't deserve it.
So that's the second shot. Yeah. That's no good. Long rebound. Goes to Lang. Lang's pushing it up for it now. Tosses through two guys. Pushing to push it. He's going to drive. Lang has an opening. Nice dish down to Kreitzinger. Up and in. Nice little lefty left. Nice lift by Lang there.
And a nice shot by Jerry. Jerry Kessinger makes the bucket. And that's just, this is the first, other than at the very end of the game, get into a game and gets right in and scores.
Yeah, might be a good night if Sheridan, if Knoxville takes a little 15-footer, and they knock it down. That's Garrett Davis knocks down 15-footer. Nice shot. 25-6. Yep, 25-6 Knoxville. Here's Sutherman between his legs. Draws three guys. Lang tried to pass it. Got blocked over to Brady. He takes a three-pointer in the corner. No good. Rebound. Bankston taps it out to Kessinger. Now back out to Bankston on the right wing. Bankston's going to step up, take a three. Nobody guards him. It's good.
Number! And that's 5 points for Bankston.
Bankston says, well, nobody's going to guard me. I'm going to go and shoot this rock. And he puts it in. Big-time shot by Bankston. Chargers have struggled from three-point land early on in the season, so that's big. They need that outside shooting. Maxwell now gets the basketball down low. No good by Garrett Davis. Again, he tried to force it up to three guys, and back we go with Sheridan. Bankston over to Lang. Lane crosses over from the free throw line, takes a shot, no good. Rebound on Kessinger. Kessinger over to Bankston, now back out. Breda swings it over to Feldman, 15-footer, good. That's a good net. Willie Feldman knocks it down, Chargers on fire tonight. That's Willie's shot there, Mark. A nice 15-foot baseline.
6 points for Willie.
Good ball distribution so far by the Chargers. They're up 30-6, 6 minutes left, second quarter. Here's Zuda, top of the key for Knoxville. Over to Davis. Davis up to Wallace. Wallace dumps it down to Garrett Davis. The two Davises on the floor. And he banks in a little shot. Banks in a little shot. And we're going to get a delay of game warning against Knoxville for tipping the basketball after the main basket. So if they get another delay of game warning, it should be a technical foul.
And
somewhere at Knoxville,
that's in the game. Somebody stood back and acted like, are you kidding me? I'm kind of surprised he didn't get a technical on it because he really kind of made a big deal out of it.
And Lang comes back out of the game, and Chargers up 22 right now in the second quarter, 30-8. And I think it's one of those cases where maybe coach is not wanting to risk it, that third foul on Derek, as they have a solid lead right now.
Hawkinson checks in for Willie Feldman. It's the first Willie's been out except for 80 seconds at the end of the Pleasantville game.
So here's Hawkinson. Go down the other end. Marek passes to Hawkinson. He took a quick shift with a pivot foot, slid it, and he gets called for a travel. So Knoxville basketball, they find themselves down 22. Down low, two winners. Winners trying to go up against Hawkinson. Hawkinson, they should get a travel, I believe, and they do. Winners slid his foot down. That's a tough matchup for Winners. Hawkinson has a height on him, and Winners would be best served to get that ball, maybe do a pump fake or kick it back out.
You know, Hawkinson's not a small kid, like width-wise either.
Yeah.
But you can see both sides of Winters while Hawkinson's standing in front of him.
Yep. So Sheridan with the basketball. Knoxville switched to a man-to-man now. Zone wasn't working. Moret with it. Moret doing a nice job controlling the basketball tonight. They get it down low to Hawkinson. Left block. He spins right. Then goes left. Puts it up and in. And he has a chance for a three-point play. Beautiful move by TJ there, Mark.
TJ's got the chance to move into double figures right now if he can make this free throw.
And he had the ball on the left block, spun right, pump fake, and then did a nice up and under on the left side. Got contact, drew the foul. And I was saying earlier, Mark, when you were getting the battery situation plugged in, TJ, with as many fouls as he draws, this is a really big key to his game is the free throw shooting. He's got to up that percentage as he misses the shot. He's only shooting just a tad over 50% on the season. But as many times as he goes to the line, that's a lot of points on the board there. And here's another palming carrying the basketball called. Knoxville just seems like they maybe lack a true point guard tonight. A ball handler. A lot of turnovers early. 32-8, 5 minutes left in the half. Sheridan basketball. Moret with it. Top of the key. Bankston left wing. Bankston looks low. Nothing there. Now it's to Brady. Gets it back to Moret. Moret lobs it up to Hawkinson. Dangerous pass, and it's going to go off out of bounds off Hawkinson. Probably not a good look there. Hawkinson wasn't over. Usually, you can kind of, Hawkinson will bail you out once in a while and just go up and get those, but even he couldn't get that one. If Kessinger comes out now, and
Alex Reynolds
comes in the game, yep. So Reynolds getting some early playing time, too.
Going to the bench a lot more than what we have so far this season, but we've not been up by this kind of numbers before.
There's Hawkinson, good defense.
Another rebound
on Higginbotham, and he gets another rebound. He's going to go ahead and bring it up himself down to Reynolds. He takes a little jump shot, no good. Good look by Reynolds, that 12-foot jump shot this long. Back the other way we go in Knoxville. Yeah. With the basketball, picked up my braid over. Down low, Higginbotham back out to Wallace. Wallace traveled, yep. Knoxville gets too into it, the basketball. They're not moving the basketball and passing it. They're all trying to just get it and drive into, you know, just sometimes the pass is as good as a dribble.
Wallace has good shirts and roots. His dad is a Sheratonian, a former Charger. I guess once a Charger, always a Charger.
Mark, you are a wealth of information.
There you go. There's no limit to what I don't know.
Sheridan gets it inbounds. Bray to take a three-pointer shot. No good. Weak side rebound. Hawkinson, and he gets rejected by Higginbotham. So Hawkinson tries to go up, and a nice block by Higginbotham.
Yes. Higginbotham's got some nice...
He's got some length on him. I'd say he's pretty close to the Hawkinson size.
He's got half their points.
Here we go. Breda now gets the inbounds pass. Moret fakes it back to Breda. Breda right wing back to Moret. Hawkinson trying to work the middle. There is a turnover now as Breda couldn't handle the pass from Moret. Back the other way we go. Garrett Davis with it now for Knoxville. He drops it down to Zoot. Zoot tries to pass it out, and he does get it out. Nice 15-footer just inside the three-point line, actually. Number 20,
Luke Smith. No, number 10.
Number 10. I thought I saw two. Yep, number 2, 10, Luke Smith. Nice shot by Luke. The 32-10.
Felderman in for Derek Lyon, by the way.
Felderman with the ball. Guarded by, that's a reach in and no call.
I heard the shot of it.
With the headphones on. And that's going to be
the offensive foul.
Offensive foul call. Guarded might have got bailed out there a little bit. Moret looked like was actually moving backwards, but he got ran over. And sometimes you get ran over by the big guy, he gets a call, right? As Moret gives up about 3 or 4 inches to him. And
3 or 4.
Lee.
6 or 8.
That's 16 fouls apiece, and we got to get out. One thing I need to talk to Tim Millage about, the athletic director at halftime, is when we're going to get the scoreboard fixed with the play a foul thing.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah, it definitely is nice to have. Because it looks like
you're going to get one of these ones that you see at some of the other schools that tell you the points and the fouls of everybody that's in the game.
I'm sure that's on the list.
He's got to have a list.
I bet. Now, Sheridan with the basketball now. Reynolds with the right wing. Up to Hawkinson, top of the key. He's going to take a shot just outside of free throw line. No good. Made it a little bit of a rush shot there. We can probably get a little better leg as Knoxville now pushes it the other way. 3-point attempt by Smith, and it's good. Nothing but net. Knoxville making a little bit of a run here, Mark. 32-13. Sheridan got to get back into what was working early, and that's getting good open looks distributing the basketball, maybe forcing a few shots here as Hawkinson now gets it down low, up and under, left-handed, no good, gets his own rebound, and it's good. So he gets a lot of his own rebounds. If he misses it, he does not give up on the play. A lot of his offensive rebounds are off his own misses, which is, he's just relentless on the board. If here's an up and under by Higginbotham, and they're going to get Hawkinson with a foul. They're saying that he leaned over.
That's his second foul.
And he probably did get a little contact. So as you said, Mark, that's the second foul. And Banks is going to come back in now for Breda. Good minute by Breda.
The TJ, though, on that last play down there with the rebound and the putback, put himself into a double-double already tonight.
And Higginbotham with a and-one chance for a three-point play. He misses wide to the right. Back there, there we go. Felderman with it now. Good control. Bankston back to Moret. Over to Bankston. Bankston dribbles, tries to dish it down to Hawkinson. Hawkinson does get it, puts it up and in. That's one of those plays where it wasn't a real great pass, but Hawkinson with his good hands and long arms grabbed the ball. 36-15 Sheridan. Zoot with the basketball. Got a text here from Nate Hager, listening online. Possibly on the radio, I guess. Either one, you can listen online too, and he's listening to the game tonight. He says he's studying tonight. I don't know if I believe him, but...
Well, it is final time.
Misses a shot by Zeus, so thanks for listening, Nate. Bankston with the basketball for the Chargers. Moret, right side. Back up to Alex Reynolds. Over to Bankston, left side now. Good ball move by the Chargers. Swinging it side to side. Bankston tries to drive. Baseline shut off. Back to Moret. Up top to Fetterman. He's going to take a shot up it off the front of the rim. And Hawkinson, fighting for the rebound, is going to get a foul drawn on Higginbotham. Higginbotham was boxing out and kind of undercut him. And that's going to probably, second foul on Higginbotham. That's going to put us in the 1-1. So 17 fouls apiece. 1:33 left in the half, serving up 36-15. Hawkinson, chance at a 1-1 opportunity here.
Hawkinson already has 11 points and 11 rebounds in this game tonight.
And he misses wide right, so struggling from the line so far is TJ. And up the other way we go. Davis with fast ball for Knoxville. Out to Zoo. He's going to take a three-point attempt. Lefty is no good. And Moret comes down with it. He's racing the other way. And he's going to go ahead and take it in. Draw contact. Great move by Ben Moret. A little hesitation there, and then he went ahead and took it in. Draw the contact. Ben Moret playing a solid game, too, so far, Mark. He's not going to have a lot of hot points on the board, but he's controlling the offense very well. Run the offense, no turnovers, and that's what you need the point guard to do for the Chargers. They've got scores. They need somebody to get the ball in their hands.
Wow, only 1:19 left to play here in the first half. 36-15 as Ben Moret goes to the stripe for two.
And he's short on the first one. They're on pace to score 72 right now, which we're on a 70-point average for the year. So we're right on pace so far this half.
But our defense is certainly holding them a lot more. And we're seeing a lot more subs playing in today's game than what we normally do.
Good experience.
Out there right now you have Christian Bankston, Ben Moret, Alec Reynolds, Brett Breda, and Willie Felderman.
Looks like Aaron Kane might be getting ripped. Nope, they're sending him back. He tried to pull the all. Hey, put me in coach. And Ben says, not quite yet.
Nice
move by 44, Trent Davis for Knoxville. On the other end, now we go the other way. Brett Breda almost traveled, controlled himself, and now back out, sets it up, Ben Moret. Moret over to Reynolds. Reynolds back over to Breda. Breda, nice pass down low, good position. Willis felt him in. Breda double team. Looks like he might have got fouled. He passes it back out to Moret, who's going to get called for travel. I didn't see that one. But we'll check the referee. Had a nice view of it there. Now Aaron Kane is going to come in.
You know
he's going to come in for Alec Reynolds.
When you have a lead like this, and when it was even a little bit higher than what it is now with 51 seconds left to play in the half, you don't get a lot of calls.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's maybe not the way it should be, but it's the way it is. You don't get a lot of sympathy going.
And Maxwell with the basketball now. Nice pass down low to Higginbotham. Nice turn and little jump hook, and he just went off the rim, and Willie Felderman corrals it for the Chargers. Up the other way we go. 30 seconds left. Bankston over to Aaron Kane. Down to Breda. Baseline jumper. Air ball is no good, and it's off Knoxville. A little long there by Breda. He went off a little bit of a quick shot. I think coach is telling him that right now.
Yeah, with 27 seconds left, why not hold it for the last shot? But I think that the Knoxville defender expected it to catch a little bit of a rim, and it didn't. And so consequently went off his leg.
25 seconds left now. Here's Aaron Kane just in Moret drives it. And it looked like he got a lot of body contact, and it's no call. Knoxville ends up with the basketball. Chase Larson in. Down low to Davis. Misses it. Nice rebound. Higginbotham. No good. Willis Elder. Good job of standing straight up there. 8 seconds left now, so Bankston's got to push it. 5 seconds. Bankston's driving it. No runner. No glass. And that's going to be the end of the half. Almost went in. A good half for the Chargers, especially with Derek Lang with 2 fouls, and he was on the bench most of the second quarter. So good solid half for the Chargers. 36-17, they go on with the lead. And we'll take a short break, and then we're going to have Mr. Miller, the athletic director for the Chargers, join us for just a few minutes. So we'll be right back in just a few minutes, and then we'll have Mark with a few stats when we get back to you. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIT Thunder Country.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Everybody calls you friend. free.
That's exactly the way it is at Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend, and everybody knows the food is delicious. Judd's has a menu to please every palate. Tuesday through Saturday. On the weekends, they bring out a fabulous fresh salad bar. There's hot pizzas, fresh homemade onion rings. There's something for everyone. Everyone's headed for the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Repeat customers tell the tale of any business, and here at Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville, we pride ourselves on seeing the same faces coming back with a smile on their face looking for their next vehicle. Hi, I'm General Manager Steve Bunch, and Joe Welsh of La Villa is one of those customers. He tells us why he continues to shop with Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville.
Well, I chose Motor Inn because of the service and response that I've had them in the past. They've treated me very well when I had issues with my previous GM vehicle. I'm more than fair, and I knew that I could trust.
And Joe not only purchases vehicles here at Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville, he knows the service department will take good care of him as well.
Oh, the service department has treated me very well. They're always there to greet me and welcome me when I come in. When I have an appointment, everything is done on time. They do a very thorough job of inspecting my vehicle and letting me know if there's anything else that might need to be done on it that I wasn't aware of. So it helps me keep my vehicle in good running condition.
Repeat customer or new, we take care of you at Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville.
Hey, this is Jake Schroeder back at the Charge of Dome. Home. Standing up 36-17 at halftime over Knoxville. And I'm joined, happy to be joined here by Athletic Director for Sheridan High School, Tim Millage. Just talked to Tim a few minutes during halftime here. And as normal, Tim is screwing around. And you're a tough guy to get a hold of. And I was just telling Scott on the board, between you and your brother Joe, hey, you can't really get 30 seconds of your time. You guys are so popular, but we appreciate you joining us anyway. So, welcome back to Sheridan, by the way.
Thank you. It's good to be home, and it's good to be having a good night tonight so far. 36-17, the boys are playing really well. The girls lost a tough one, and, these are fun nights. I miss coaching, I miss playing, and it's just good to be a Charger again.
Is it hard to go from being on the bench to athletic director? Do you ever find yourself wanting to coach?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's a lot of the same type of stuff. You know, I get to have good conversations with coaches about, their games and things like that. And I get to talk to the kids every day and still have that relationship with the kids. That's what I really love the most is that relationship with the kids. And that's why I love to teach. That's why I love to coach. It's good to be back here at home with the people that I love.
We can tell from your actions with the kids that they seem to like you a lot, too. And you know they like you when they pick on you, right?
Well, some days they probably do, and some days they probably wish that I'd let off of them. But Mr. Hall and I, I just feel blessed to be back at Sheridan High School working with Mr. Hall. We have a good time. We work really well together, I think. We just have a lot of fun, and those of us are CHS graduates, so that means a lot to us. We know that it means a lot to us, and I think the kids know that it means a lot to us, too.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing we got going right now with both you and Principal Hall being Sheridan graduates. You guys are invested, in the town and invested in the school. You want to see it do well. Is there anything, I just wanted to ask you, is there anything, since you're getting your feet wet now for a couple months and maybe probably starting to see the ins and outs and how things can work and what's needed, what's not. Is there anything kind of on your bucket list on things that you see that you'd like to focus on the next year or two as the activities director? Anything that you can divulge anyway, but anything that you got in the works? Or?
Well, there's a lot of things in the works. I think you're trying to bait me.
No, I'm not. I'm serious. I like what you've done with the gym so far. The gym looks great. The trophy case looks great. Anything else like that? I like the way you're trying to sharpen things up, have a lot of pride in the school.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, but you just kind of said it's the first year, just trying to get my feet wet.
Uh-huh.
I think the most important thing is I want kids to be proud. I want our coaches to be proud of where we're at and what we're doing. So then, the little things that we're trying to do, just cleaning things up, trying to class things up a little bit. Mr. Hall and I both desire that every kid that graduates from Sheridan High School just loves Sheridan High School and has nothing but great things to say about Sheridan High School. We want our kids to be involved in as many things as they can, provide as many opportunities as we can. And we want them to be successful not only in the classroom but out on the basketball court, the football field, the baseball diamond. We have some large campaigns, the baseball-wide campaign that's underway. That's something that we're really excited about. There are some other projects that are kind of in the works, and this first year has just kind of been nice just to kind of see what needs to be done and understand it's not going to get done in a year. It's not going to get done in 2 years, and probably not going to get done in 5 or 6 years. But there's some goals that I have, and I'm ambitious enough to take those on and just try to tackle one at a time. And if we can shift progress, you know, that's what I said with my team. We just want to make progress. Every game we want to make progress. Every year we want to make progress. We want to be upgrading our facilities. We want to be putting teams out on the field and the courts that are competing, and just continuing to improve every day. That's my goal. When I walk into my office, I want to get better. I want to do a better job today than I did tomorrow or yesterday.
Yeah. Well, high school remodeling is getting close to finished, I believe, which has been a big undertaking. And high school's looking great. The gym's looking great, and it's great to have you back, Tim. And I know you're a busy guy tonight. You look like you're in a hurry.
Well, the officials are waiting. I gotta go get them out of the dungeon.
All right, well, we appreciate your time. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks a lot. Go Chargers.
That is it in with the lead, 36-17 at halftime. Let's bring back in Mark Fetterman here. We got about 2 minutes before the half is ready, the third quarter is ready to start. Mark, you got some stats for us, my man?
Well, I think the most interesting stat is that we won the first quarter by a score of 23-4, but the second quarter was 13-13.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's... I think we didn't expect to dominate Knoxville the way that we did there in the first quarter, but against Alvia, we had a stretch in the second quarter where we were outscored by, I think it was 23-2. And we spent the entire time trying to claw our way back in. We have to guard it against making sure that Knoxville doesn't claw their way back into this one. The leading scorer for Knoxville is Jay Thigabot with 6 points. Derek Davis with 4 points. Smith with 5 points. And Trent Davis with 2. Leading the way for the Sheridan Chargers tonight in the first half, T.J. Hawkinson, 13 points and 11 rebounds. A double-double in the first half, not too bad. Derek Lang has 8 points as well, and 1 rebound, and an assist, and a steal. Willie Feldman, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Christian Bankson with 5 points and a rebound. Ben Barrett with a rebound. Brett Bader, 2 points. And Julie Kretzinger, coming off the bench really for the first time, for any serious time at all, he's got a bucket, 1-for-1 from the field, and 3 rebounds. 1 foul on Kretzinger, 1 foul on Barrett, 1 foul on Bankson, 2 on Hawkinson, and 2 on Lang. So, kind of got to watch, make sure we don't pick up that third foul right away on those other two guys. But other than that, nobody in any real foul trouble. See, Higginbotham has 2 fouls for Knoxville.
You mentioned, we had, 23-4 in the first quarter and 13-13 second quarter. That was with Lang pretty much on the bench most of the second quarter with those 2 fouls. He's our leading scorer. I think he's the seventh, I'm honestly, maybe seventh leading scorer in all 3A right around there.
Right.
So, for if us to play equal with Knoxville second quarter with him out, that's pretty good. I feel like I'm yelling over the band here. I'm sorry.
You are.
But, Lang, it was a good opportunity for some other guys to get some first half experience, get a little playing time, because we're going to need some of those bench guys down the road and have some confidence.
I have to mention Ben Kinnanen. He's out there. It's Christmas right here. The kids are dressed with Santa.
I could have been here tonight.
But Ben has been Mr. Sheridan Spirits this whole season so far, really leading the student section, and you got to really appreciate that. Knoxville will start out with the ball.
Second half is underway. Knoxville with the ball. Mark said 36-17. Sheridan starts the second half with the lead. Let's see if they can come out on fire again. As here's a little knockaway by Willie Fetterman. Gets stolen. Now Derek Lang. Nice pass to Christian Banks. Set up and in, and he gets fouled. Beautiful transition basketball by the Chargers. Hawkinson picked up the loose ball up to Lang. Lang, no look pass to Bankston for the layup and the foul. About two dribbles all the way down the court there, Mario. That was a beautiful transition.
Fantastic. And this is exactly, as I say, what we've been looking for from this team all year and really haven't seen yet. A real team effort.
Bankston's long on the rebound. Felderman taps it out of bounds on the long rebound. I'm sorry, long short on the shot there. And so 38-17, Sheridan with the lead now. And it seems like a lot of times third quarter is the quarter we've struggled probably the most, I'd say. And so it's eager to see how we come out here. As they get it down to Higginbotham on the rough block against Felderman, he goes right up and in. But Higginbotham with a nice bucket for Knoxville. Now Lang with the basketball out to Moret. Moret passes it to Bankston. They look for Hawkinson cutting across the lane. Now swing it over to Lang. Over to Bankston for a nice little free throw.
They're going to get him for five by two.
Yep. And Hawkinson, that's one Hawkinson just got no better not to pick up there, Mark. Not really a great chance of getting that rebound, and he tried to go over two guys, and so he picked up kind of a cheap foul. Hawkinson's got to stay in the game this year, and you just can't pick up those kind of fouls. You got to kind of pick your chances.
None of the fouls had been really monster fouls.
Uh-huh. So they get it down low to Winters. He puts up a baby hook, no good.
Oh,
rebound and up and in by number five, Nolan Wallace. So
this was second of the night.
Not good rebounding by the Chargers there. They go down the court, get it to Hawkinson. Now back out to Bankston on the left wing. Corner Lang. Lang's trying to get Hawkinson's open. Now he's going to take a baseline, and he goes up. Oh, strong move, Eric Lang, up against two guys and in. Strong move by Lang, right to the hole.
10 points for him.
Back the other way we go. Higginbotham, no good. And, oh, my goodness, now they're going to get a call on Hawkinson on the rebound.
That's your fourth foul.
Yeah, they're going to have to get Hawkinson out of the game right away. So Hawkinson, that one for the rebound. That's a tough call, Mark.
That is. That could have went either way, or it could have been no call.
And Hawkinson not real happy. And he comes out, and Kretzinger comes in for him. So Sheridan up 40-21. Knoxville inbounds the basketball. A little drive up and rattles in. Nolan Wallace kind of just tossed it up there and kind of bounced all over the rim and ended up dropping in. So now Bankston with the pass. Tried to go cross court to Felderman. Probably not a good luck there, but luckily tipped off by Knoxville.
I mentioned that Nolan Wallace, his dad, is down there. He's the official scorer for Knoxville.
And here's Lang with the three-point attempt off the inbound play, and it's short. A rebound by Wallace, and he's going to go the other way for Knoxville. With 6 minutes left, third quarter, Sheridan up 17. Zoot with the basketball, down low to Winters. Winters has the size advantage. He's going to go up and in. Good stuff here. That's pretty easy. Hit it on the block to him. He just kind of uses his body and bumps him out.
And it should be an offensive foul. Because you can't just move people around like that.
Oh, nice dance by Bankston to Kretzinger, which Kretzinger wasn't quite ready for, and he went off of him. Now Knoxville with the basketball. Wallace gets it. Sheridan just a little floppy with the basketball this quarter, Mark, and Knoxville's got into the lead now at 15. So Wallace goes ahead, and he takes it. He knocks down a free throw line jump shot.
That's 6 points for Nolan here in this quarter.
Yeah.
Now 5.5 minutes to play, 40-27. Knoxville with the lead.
Moret with it.
Georgia with the lead.
Moret with it.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Felderman now out to Lang. He tries to clear some room, and he takes the three-point attempt in and out. So got a screen from Willie, got an open look, just went in and out. Now we go the other way with Knoxville. And here's the hot hand, Nolan Wallace. He dumps it down to Higginbotham, and he puts it up too strong. Rebound, Derek Lang. Looks like they're trying to get it down low now that Hawkinson's out of the game, which is a good strategy. And here's Lang now to draw two guys, Bankston. Over to Felderman, nice little jump shot. Well, he cannot leave really open on that little baseline jump shot. He just looks so confident with it. He knocks it down, 42-27, Sheridan.
That's 8 points for Willie Felderman.
Yep, another solid game from Willie. 4:39 left in the quarter. Knocks with the ball. Higginbotham thought about a little jump shot. Now passes out to Wallace. Wallace to Zeus cutting across the lane. Oh, boy, and they're going to get some kind of body check as Zoot was setting it off to Lang. It looks like it's on Lang. So far, I think that's the third team foul on Sheridan.
And that's the third foul on Derek Lang. If it was on Lang, which I think it was.
I think it was, Mark. So Zoot inbound the basketball now. And he gets it in all wide open, and he misses the layup. Number 24, Garrett Davis. Had a wide open attempt on the inbound pass, and he just put it up too strong. And now we're going to get a foul on Knoxville on the rebound.
That was on Zoot. and that was his first foul. Pete has done a lot of talking, you know, a lot of gesturing, and he's not scored, and that's his first foul.
Well, some guys talk a good game, and some guys play a good game. We'll see. Thanks to Nell with the basketball, and he drives, nice dish down to Kretzinger. Kretzinger gets hammered by, it looks like they're probably going to get Higginbotham. We'll see here.
I think they're going to give it to Davis.
Yep, you're right. They did give it to Davis. And so Kretzinger's going to get a chance to have two free throws, Mark. You probably haven't been at the line a lot this year.
No.
Not at all, it looks like. So, hey, I was right one time in my life. So Kretzinger throws up the first shot.
Hey, nice guy.
Kretzinger, a left-hand shooter.
3 points for him.
Yep. Looking good so far, and these are the kind of minutes we need from some of these guys. The Kretzinger, what grade is he in?
He's a senior.
He's a senior, okay. So he puts it up, and it's good.
It's the both. 4 points for Joey Kretzinger.
Joey Kretzinger knocks down both. So 44-27 Sheridan, halfway through the third quarter. Zoot with the basketball.
Looks like down a 2-1-2 zone, or 2-3 zone.
Yep, Sheridan switches the zone. Zoot with the basketball now. Over to Wallace is short. So Wallace had the hot hand. He took a three-point attempt. It was off the front of the rim. Rebound Sheridan.
Ooh.
Got the ball. Almost got away with the travel. He did get away with the travel. Almost traveled. Lang with a little run. He drove left. Stopped on 1 foot. Hit a nice little running jump shot. That is a tough shot right there. So 12. Sheridan up 19.
12 points for Lang. And he scored 46-27 with 3.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter.
Great body control by Lang. So Sheridan's still in the 2-3 zone. Working it. Davis over to Wallace. He's going to take another three-pointer from the same spot as last time he hit them. They're only going to give him two for that. So the pressure is on the line.
Okay.
So Wallace has been heating up this half.
8 points this quarter.
Hey, he's got the hot hand. And here's a nice cut by Bankston. Got the pass going through the lane and did a little finger roll and just left it short. I don't know if he realized how open he was. And here's Wallace again now on the pass. And he gets a nice easy lay-in for Knoxville. So Knoxville again kept it to 15-point lead, 46-31. Sheraton. Knoxville on the man-to-man. Moret with the basketball over to Sutterman, top of the key. Sutterman's going to drive left. And he takes a little jump shot, and he hits it. They really just let it off his drive this way, see what happens. They kind of sagged off him, and he stopped and hit the shot. So Willie's looking good from the outside shot tonight. Knoxville back in their set. Sheridan's handled his own. Wyatt all the way across court to Zoot. Zoot's looking down low. Nothing there. Back to top of the circle. Three-point attempt. No good. Long rebound comes out higher. Ooh, almost goes over and back. And Zoot corrals it. So a real hard rebound there. And here comes a nice little drive up. No good. It was long by number 44, Trent Davis. And rebound Kretzinger. Now Moret with it. Moret, he's going to drive it to the hole. Up in Ben Moret. Ben Moret. And he gets the whistle. So Ben Moret, Ben picked his moments tonight, Mark, which is what I like. He's not forced things, but then he gave a nice little hesitation there. He took it to the hole, got the body contact, and he just did a little scoop shot underneath, flipped it up, and it went in. So Ben Moret with a chance at a four-point play. Is that 4 points for Ben tonight?
Nope, that's two. That's his first bucket.
All right. He has a chance at the free throw. He's been to the line earlier and missed the front end, I believe. Well, 1-1, and he does it's in and out. Sheridan up 50-31, 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Knoxville with the basketball. Swings it over to Davis. Davis looking for anybody. Gets down to Winters. Nice drop down pass to Higginbotham. He took it up. You just can't let him drop it down there that easy in the zone, Mark.
That's 10 points for Chiefs Higginbotham.
And here's a nice ball. Thanks to he had to go around Winters with a wide body, and he nice body control to go around him without drawing the charge and scoops it up and under. So nice transition for Bankston. Here's Winters with the basketball now down low for Knoxville. No good.
Good
with the rebound. They're in transition. Ben Moret pushing it, looking for somebody. Good decision to back it out. Nothing there. Good job by Ben Moret. Back over to Bankston now, left side, down to Fetterman. Fetterman spins. Top-down pass. They doubled on Willie Fetterman. He saw the double team, dropped it off to Kretzinger, who got the good luck. Nice assist, Willie Fetterman. Knoxville now rushing down the other end. Davis is going to throw up a shot. It goes up and off the glass, but Knoxville just kind of throwing up some shots, what? Going in, hanging around the south.
Who got that one?
That was 24, Garrett David.
Okay.
Now Fetterman with the ball for the Chargers. Thought about he it, in, and he is going to drive it right side. Oh, nice up there. Misses the layup. Taps it out. Rebound goes to Knoxville. And they're going to go to Wallace. Wallace fires up a quick three, air balls it. Rebound, Davis. Back out. They're going to set it back up to Luke Smith. Over to Wallace. Wallace down to Winters on that right block. He pushes himself. Wait. He gets it on that right block. He puts it up and in. Mark, he's just got that wave advantage. He gets the ball. Take one dribble, puts the hip into the guy, and Willie just bumps off him there. And like you said, it's you know, if Willie sold that, it could be a charge possibly. As here's his clock winding down. Lang, Derek Lang with the clock winding down, and that is the buzzer. Elias takes a step out.
I did try Yambo on that.
Yambo! Beautiful shot by Derek Lang. That's the end of the third quarter. Sheridan up 56-37. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Charger Basketball on Thunder Country KIIC.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton has land auctions online at iowarealtysheraton.com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton.
What started at the end of a dirt road over 40 years ago is now over 40,000 square feet of showroom. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton is over 40,000 square feet of recreation vehicles that are ready to fill your riding thrills. Your custom recreation is on display at CNC. CNC Custom Cycle, ride it home. That's right, CNC Custom Cycle, they're a good deal better.
That's over on with Jake Schroeder at the Charger Dome, where Sheraton is up by a score of 57-37 as we start the fourth quarter. Go for it, Jake.
Bankston with the ball over to Breda. Breda in the game now. I was with Alex Reynolds. Dangerous pass to Lang, and luckily corralled it. He's going to go top of the circle over to Willie. Willie back to Lang. Lang, nice little jump shot. No good.
Get the rebound.
Nice shot. Willie Fetterman saves the ball. Lang gets it. He's going to get called for travel. I don't think Lang was expecting Willie to get that ball, and Willie comes flying out of nowhere and saved it. And then Lang got it in travel. So Maxwell with the basketball now. They're down 56-37.
Here's what I'd like to point out. We won the first quarter 23-4. Second quarter was 13-13. Third quarter was 20-20. So you drop it's been a dead heat.
Yep, you got to come out. Sometimes the team that comes out as Winters, I'll tell you what, Winters is a big guy. He gets it down on that right block, and again, he just puts it up and in. So 56-41. Thanks to nearly gets it stolen in the backcourt, and somehow corrals it, gets up to Breda, who swings it over Felderman down for a nice. He misses the little layup. Just a little strong by Willie. So here we go the other way. Larson in the game for Knoxville now. Down to Winters, and I think they're going to give him a travel. There's a foul. Knoxville coach doesn't like that call.
They could have given Willie a foul on that one.
Yeah, let's, Winters gets away with a lot of body in, so I guess we'll
get one call out there. Yep.
And here's Bankston driving up court, and he was getting ridden, gets that hard by Chase Larson the whole way, and they're going to get Chase for contact.
There's been horses at Prairie Meadows that haven't been that hard.
Chargers inbound the basketball underneath the basket. Playing over to Breda. He wants it back down low. Wants to clear it out and get a post up on Davis. No can do there, so he gets it back out to Braden. Now he gets it back. Davis all over him. Lang, a lot of dribbling. He loses the handle of it. And now Bankston and Larson are fighting for it. Larson wins the battle. And now they go the other way. There's Winters up and no good, and they call Willie Fetterman for a foul. So Winters is going to get two shots. Getting a little sloppy here, Mark.
That was Willie's first foul. 2.5 minutes left to play in this ballgame. Sheridan up by a score of 56-39.
And Sheridan's going to get a 30-second timeout. I think it's a good timeout by Coach Schooley. You know, you're up 56-39.
Yep.
It's getting a little sloppy out here. You're in control of the game. Let's not start to turn the ball over and let Max go on a little run and get back into this game. Let's get them back under control. Come up with a plan. A lot of, right now, there's just a lot of discombobulation on offense and just a lot of dribbling and not enough ball movement like early in the game. That first quarter, Mark, when we jumped up that 23-4 lead, I really thought the key with that ball movement was just tremendous. We're just rotating the ball well. We got to get back to that.
The other thing, though, is that for almost all the second half, they gave you 2 minutes with T.J. Hawkinson.
Yeah, that's bad, actually, yeah.
And Hawkinson had 11 rebounds in the first half.
Uh-huh.
So,
and 13 points, I believe, right? 13, I think it was?
Yes.
Right around there. So winners at the line for two now after the timeout for Knoxville. And you think about, you know, Hawkinson is on the bench most of the third quarter and to start the fourth quarter, and then if winners knock the first one and lengthen
it.
Yeah, that's a big guy. Lengthen them up the second quarter. So when you think about it, we're up 16 points with two of our best players being on the bench, about the equivalent of the two quarters. And winners put the second one up. So big man hits both of them.
8 points for Hayes.
Yep. Having a good night, winners is for Knoxville. So Lang brings it up for Sheridan now. He's going to kind of take over the point guard duties for the time being. Over to Reynolds. To Breda. A little better ball movement now. Derek tries to drive. Nothing happening. Over to Bankston. Willie Fetterman gets the top of the key. He's going to drive. Nice pull-up jump shot. Good. Willie got just inside the free throw line. Nice jump stop. Put it up. And beautiful touch there from Willie. Willie having a real nice night. Picking his spots. He's picking his spots, you know, at good times, not forcing things, get good shots. Knoxville goes in the way, and now here we go. Luke Smith drains a three for Knoxville.
That's his second three.
So Knoxville hit a couple three-pointers tonight. And then Lang trying to push it the other way, being hounded by Nolan Wallace. Bankston now with it. Gets back to Lang, top of the key. Lang drives, pulls up, jump shot, no good. And here comes Knoxville the other way. After the rebound, Knoxville's going to go ahead and get a timeout.
5.5 minutes left to play in this one. 58-44.
Knoxville's just going to call a 30-second timeout. So I want to remind everybody that listening that KISC Radio is going to have all the BCS bowl games, including the national championship game, live on 96.7.
There you go.
So you can listen to any bowl games.
What are you rooting for there?
I'm rooting for the Hawkeyes.
Hawkeyes are not in the next
long, long
day. Farther than what anybody dreamt they would be at the beginning of the season. They really had a great football season.
Yeah, they
I think we ought to talk a little...
trying to go in the right direction.
I think we ought to talk a little basketball. Let's see, the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones played just the other night, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
back
to those Iowa State
fans. Yeah, that was a great game. Great game, and that's what it used to be like in the old days. So Knoxville gets it inbounds off the timeout, and 3-point attempt quickly by Luke. That's it. No good. Yep, Emmons with the rebound. Now Bankston with it. He looks up. Cortell.
Oh, shoot.
Alex wasn't ready for the pass, and it just went right off his fingertips. And Coach Dooley not real happy with that pass. Alex was looking to set up the offense, and Christian was looking to throw a half-court pass. And that's, you know, again, you're up 14. We want to try to run some offense. It looks like Ben Moretz can come back in the game. Coach Dooley not happy with that offense. Instead, another turnover. 5 minutes left. Sheridan up 14. They got to play lockdown defense. This isn't over. Smith takes another three. And it's in and out. Rebound Wallace in and out. He tries to get his own rebound. Matt scramble. Reynolds gets it up to Lenning. Now Lenning's up. One against one. And he's going to go up and get fouled by Larson. And Larson very close to a technical. Larson very close to a technical there. And the referee gives him a look. And Larson thought he got all ball. I thought it looked like he got forearm. But
Lang has got to take that up left-handed.
Yep. Something, you know, sophomores still got to develop that left hand, something to work on. There's always something to work on.
He's got a great left hand.
As he puts up the first free throw in and out. Sheridan's struggling from the line tonight. I'm not sure what their percentage is tonight. But
it's not good.
Yeah.
It's somewhere less than 100.
I'd be shocked if it's much over 55%. We'll see here. Lang up the second shot attempt.
What are they shooting?
It's up, and it's good. I don't see if I have that, Mark. I'm not sure if I do. If you put the second one in.
No one walked.
You know, the free throw percentage on the year is actually very good, 72%, Mark. So just kind of
right. We're not hitting that tonight.
But that's okay. When you're up 15, that's a good night to start missing some free throws. The Knoxville, the other way, they throw up a shot by Davis, and then they knock it out of bounds on the rebound. The Sheridan up 59-44 with 4:29 left. Willie Felderman's going to inbound it, and Knoxville's going to go ahead and run a full-court press now. Bankston gets it inbounds off Feldman. Feldman's trying to set a screen for him. And now he does set a screen. Bankston gets it over the half-court line. And Davis is going to get called for a trip on Bankston. Davis kind of lost his balance there, and he ends up tripping Bankston. That's going to put Bankston in the line for 1-1, as Knoxville's got 17 fouls.
And I believe that's his third foul. Bankston goes the line with 4:19 left to play, 59-44.
Zook's back in the game. Hack. That's a hard one to say. Higginbotham is out. Bankston attempting his first end of the 1-1, and it's up, and it's good. Nice up and shot by Bankston there. Good rhythm on this free throw.
That's 10 points for Christian Bankston.
Yeah, Christian's had a nice game tonight.
Very nice.
Christian puts the next second one up, and it's in and out.
It's going to be over the back.
Yeah. That's over the back on Brett Breda. That's another one of those fouls, Mark, where it's just not a good foul because it's really not a good chance of getting the rebound.
He went
for the pass. Like the aggressiveness, but there are times to kind of pitch your spot there for those tough rebounds. So Maxwell now with the basketball back in their half-court set. Sheridan's in that 2-3 zone again. Wallace gets it picked up by Bankston. Right side, Larson. Larson back over to Wallace. He's going to hoist a quick three. Short. Good box out, Willie Fetterman, and they're going to get Wallace coming around and over the back on Willie. So for the first time in about at least a quarter's worth of basketball, T.J. Hawkinson's getting ready to check in as Willie Fetterman's walking to the other end of the line, other end of the court for a one-on-one opportunity.
And he comes in, Brett Radio, take a seat. On that 2-3 zone, it's Lang and Brett up front, up top, Willie Fetterman in the middle, and it was Brett Breda and Christian Bankston on the sides. And it was effective defense. They had to throw up the long shot.
Willie gets the first one to roll in. Willie's got a nice touch on his jump shot tonight, Mark. He looks like he's been working on it a lot.
He's worked so hard this offseason.
Puts up the second one, and it's short.
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody work so hard on the game as you can tell.
The Knoxville races down to the other end. They hoist up a three, in and out, no good. Higginbotham, who just checked back into the game, gets the board and puts it back up and in.
That's his 12th point.
So here we go the other way. Bankston gets it stripped by Davis. So Davis going the other way for Knoxville. He puts it up and in, and he's going to get a foul called on Lang. Not a good sequence of events there for Sheridan as they give up an offensive rebound putback, then turn it over on the full court press and have a chance for a 3-point play there and a foul by Lang.
Good foul on Jake Lang. Only 4 minutes, 3 minutes and 39 seconds left to play, so.
Still on a 13-point game. Crazier things have happened as Davis puts up the free throw. And it's a 4-point game now, Mark. This has gotten a little sloppy. A lot of fouls from the Chargers. Two players in foul trouble, I should say. It's Lang and Hawkinson, I believe, both have four.
Right. So everybody else, this was one.
Sheridan with the basketball now. Bankston looking for somebody. Just not much movement right now. Somebody's got to move. They drop it down to Hawkinson, who just came in. He gets mugged and no call. I'm sorry, I was losing my voice there. So Knoxville now back with a nice dish down to Higginbotham. And he gets it up and in. So Sheridan letting Higginbotham and Winters getting a lot of shots on that right block today.
They've
had a pretty good overall game, but if there is anything that I think the game film is going to show is you do not want to let players continue to get that ball down that right block and have those easy put-ins. Got to put a body on the guy and prevent that. So nice pass from Hawkinson. Oh, beautiful pass from Hawkinson. Corelli Fetterman, they doubled Hawkinson. Hawkinson spin, nice pass, gets down to Fetterman, and Fetterman cleaned it up, put it in.
Nice
30 seconds,
DJ. Yeah, that's 9 points for Willie in the second half.
I was actually just going to ask how many he had on the night. 15?
15.
All right. 30-second timeout by the Chargers here. You want to run through the leading scores for the Chargers real quick? Half a second.
I got TJ with 13 still. Willie now, what did I just say?
15.
Darius Lang has 2, 4, 6, 12. Christian Bankston with 6, 9, 10. Joey. Questioner's put in 4, 2 by Ben Moret, 2 by Brett Breda.
good balanced scoring attack for the Beavers tonight. They're four players in double figures, it looks like. I think it was four players and double figures.
Yes, it is. Yep.
That's good balance scoring from Chargers tonight. That's a good sign.
That really is. 2:37 left to play in this ballgame. Sheridan up by 14, 65, 51.
Sheridan needs just a couple stops on defense here, and I think they can put this game away. Azuz with the basketball. Sheridan looks like they're in a man-to-man now. Azuz has it again. Gets it down the corner to... I think that was Smith. Yep, Smith is down to Higginbotham, and there, boy, there he is again on that right block mark. We let him get the ball there again, and he turns and spins, and they get an and one and a call on Hawkinson.
No, on Willie.
On Willie, I'm sorry.
That was a good idea. That was a good idea. Okay. And
so Higginbotham's got a lead chance. He's got a chance to cut the lead to 11, you know, which
but he
misses it. It, yeah. And here's Davis. He's going to get called for...
Willie gets the rebound and the foul.
That's the Willie's going to come back to the other end for the 1-1. Willie's got to knock these down and kind of try to ice this game a little here. What happened to the Hawkeyes the other night? They started missing a few free throws and all went downhill from
the
there.
Hawkeyes were the Hawkeyes.
Oh, I know.
They played Hawkeye basketball.
They played good basketball. They just couldn't finish again. They kind of jinxed in those last few minutes for some reason. So Willie's got 1-1 chance here. Put the first one up. And it's good.
They don't have the mayor.
Really shooting 71% from the line on the year.
Which is way up from previous years.
Yeah. Well, you can just tell he's just more confident in the shot. A lot of confidence there. And the second one is up. And it is no good. I jinxed him again, Mark. I'm sorry. 66-53 Sheridan. Davis with the basketball. He's just going to go ahead and take it all the way down. Too easy. All the way down, if he just took it all the way down the court, went right down the lane and got a lift. Knoxville's second half mark getting a lot of easy shots. This actually cut the lead down to 11. And as you said, if it wasn't for that first quarter, Sheridan would be in a real tough ballgame here. Lang brings the ball down court. Jukes his man, goes to the left, puts the eye off the glass, and he gets a whistle also. So this is going to be an and-one opportunity. So Derek Lang gets a chance for a three-point play. 1:50 left in the ball game. Lang at the line. Lang puts it up, and it's good. Lang shooting 90% on the year. He doesn't miss any free throws from 90% on the line. So 69-55, Sheridan up 14. 1:50 left again. Knoxville trying to get some off quick. They dump it down to Higginbotham back out to Zeus.
Lang with 19 points here.
There's Higginbotham again. A nice drop-down pass he got from... Davis, Knoxville got a timeout after that, and tell you what, we're just letting Higginbotham own us down on that block. So let's take a quick timeout. This is a full timeout. We'll be right back for the last minute 36 of the game. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Center Country.
Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
Jake Schroeder, Mark Sellerman back at the Charger Dome.
I want to take a second to mention a couple of guys on the bench. You look really hard at practice, but don't get a lot of time out there. You see Sean Sellinger down there. You see Quinn Storm and Hunter Storm. And, those guys don't get a lot of, they don't get their name called a lot, but they really are an important part of the team.
Sheridan gets the basketball after the timeout. They get into Lang. He got double teamed, got out of it. Now he's trying to get it up court. He's got to watch a 10-second call, but instead he gets a foul. They're going to get number 5, Nolan Wallace, on the foul call. So minute 28 left. Chargers up 12. Tell you what, Mark, I've been impressed with the way Knoxville's battled back in there. Like you said, absolutely. We're up to that 21-point lead in the first quarter. We looked like we were just going to dominate this game, and ever since the first quarter, it's been an even ball game. And as I said, if we didn't have that first quarter, this would be a completely different ball game. If Knoxville would have came out just a little stronger, as Lang puts it up and in, and we've hit the 70-point mark, which is our average on the season. So,
and that's 20 points to Lang.
Yep, another good offensive showing by the Chargers tonight. Defense was seemed a little, correct me if I'm wrong, a little better in the first half. Seems like the second half, Knoxville's gotten just a lot of easy looks on that. Got out of it. So Lang puts up the second one, 71-57. Sheridan in control, 1:26 left, and Lang knocks it away, gets it back, and Knoxville gets it back, though. They throw up a little air ball runner. Bankston gets double teamed, but he gets out of it. He gives it up to Fetterman. Nice look to Lang. Lang needs to pull it out here and run left clock, and he does. Over to Fetterman. Fetterman wisely had an open shot that pulls it back out, and now Moret's going to get fouled by number 10, Luke Smith. Good decisions there by Fetterman pulling that back out, running a little more clock. So now Sheridan in the double bonus.
Chris's dad wants him to shoot. I would like to see him pop because he was wide open.
His dad must have been a gunner back in his days.
Yeah, I was a 30-30-30 man. We left that 30 down by 30 with 30 seconds left.
Yeah, it sounds like me too. Moret misses the first end of the double bonus, and he puts up the second one, and his dad left.
That's 3 points to them. The bear man delivers.
Sheridan back at 15. Knoxville with the basketball. Luke Smith right side. Over to Zoot. Zoot down low to Higginbotham. Boy, Higginbotham.
He's on in the block. DJ even got the hand on it.
Yeah, DJ playing maybe a little reluctant with the four fouls. But I'll tell you what, Higginbotham has had a tremendous game. We'll take a quick break here, Mark, and then we'll come back and if you have the points for him.
18 points.
Here we go. Let's take a real quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIT Thunder Country.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
Jake Schroeder, Mark Spellerman back. Chargers up 72-59 versus the Panthers. You got 3 seconds left.
One thing that has really been a change in this particular game tonight is that the two games that we've lost this season have been lost at the guard position, where the points have come from up top. Tonight, the points have come from down low. You've got 18 points by Higginbotham, and Winters is at another 8.
Here Lang gets fouled on the inbounds pass. Good idea by Sheridan to get the ball in Lang's hands when you got a guy shooting 90% from the free throw line. That's who you wants to have the ball at the very end when you know they're going to be fouling. We'll see if Knoxville, after this, is ready to call off the dogs. They're kind of extending this game, getting a little late here. I'll pass my bedtime mark.
And we got another game tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. The Chargers play Indianola tomorrow night as Lang hits the free throw. Chargers get Indianola tomorrow night. Is that at home?
That's the boys are home and the girls are in Indianola.
All right. That will not be on the radio, so make sure you guys get out to the Charger Dome to watch the game tomorrow night. Indianola is going to be really good at competition. Indianola is going to be a real tough ball game. So Sheridan up 74-59. Knoxville looking to shoot something up quick, and they do. They fire away a three-pointer. They hit it. Sheridan gets it in to Moret now. Moret gets double-teamed, and he gets fouled by the guy that just hit the three-pointer, Luke Smith.
That's 3 three-pointers for Luke Smith.
Knoxville's hit a few of those threes tonight.
12-point lead for the Chargers, 74-62 with 41.5 seconds left.
This last 2 minutes
has been about
half an hour.
Yeah.
It's really drug on. That's really drug on this last 2 minutes here. The crowd's kind of starting to clear out. I think they're waiting for Knoxville to call off the dogs. And Knoxville, like I said, though, they really battled.
Oh, yeah.
They made it a little bit of a game at the end here. Got it down to, I think, 11 was the lowest. But when you're down 21 points, I think it was, in the first quarter.
Ben hit them both. 5 points with Ben Moret.
When you're down 21 in the first quarter and playing from that far behind the whole game to get it down to 11 is not bad. So here's Davis from Knoxville over to Zoot. Thought about a shot. Now he does put it up off the dribble, in and out. Rebound Bankston out to Moret. It looks like Knoxville might call off the Dogs now as Willis Zimmerman gets ran over on the screen. And they're going to go ahead and call a foul on that. And Zoot doesn't like it. And that's going to send Willie Fetterman to the line. Willie was trying to set a screen and just kind of got ran over. And referee is going to call. It gives Willie a chance to pad the stats a little more.
Yeah, maybe so. We'll see here. Shots up and good.
Good. Using his legs well on that free throw. Sometimes at the end of the game, especially when you get a little tired, you're shooting those free throws, you forget to use the legs. You got to use the legs, get that shot up, and he puts the second one in, too. 21 seconds left, shooting an 18
total.
How many?
18.
18 points. Nice game from Willie. Sheridan, 15 seconds left, in control, 78-62. Higginbotham gets the ball down low.
And guess who just fouled out?
And they're going to call him. T.J. Hawkinson for the foul. He's just going to trot off right to the bench. And kind of an odd game for T.J. tonight, wasn't it?
15 points in the first half, and he ends up with 13 points.
That was an odd game. He came out just on fire in that first quarter, and they couldn't stop him. I think he had 11 first-quarter points, if I remember right. And then he got the 6 fouls, and then we didn't really need him, though. You know, he was the difference, and might have been the difference in the game in that first quarter, the way he started and got us off to that big lead. Kind of an interesting game. Higginbotham puts up second free throw, no good. Made the first one. And Sheridan just should be able to run out the clock now. Lang dribbles across half court. 2 seconds, 1 second. And the Chargers are going to get their first victory of the year. 3-2, the Chargers move through on the young season. Knoxville drops to 2-3. Good solid win by the Chargers tonight, Mark. Good rebound performance after Friday night's loss to Albia. They put up 78 points again tonight, averaging 70 on the season. That's a really good clip for high school basketball. And I think there's a lot of positives to take from tonight. You got any final stats at all for us?
Well, the leading scorer for the Sheridan Chargers was Jay Lang with 22 points. Larry Feldman followed close by with 18 points and 9 rebounds. 13 points and 11 rebounds for T.J. Hawkinson all in the first half. Christian Bankston with 10 points. Ben Moret added another 5. Joey Kutzinger with 4. Brett Breda put in 2 more. Leading the way for Knoxville, a really strong game by Chase Higginbotham.
Yeah, Higginbotham, how many did he end up with?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15, 18, 19.
19 points. Higginbotham had a good game. So
Knoxville. And 10 points for Noah Wallace, all in the third quarter.
Yeah, he had a hot in the third quarter there. So Knoxville, much improved over last season. A lot of positive things to look forward to in Knoxville as they battle hard tonight. The first quarter being the difference, really, in the game. The rest of the game pretty even. So Sheridan sneaks away there. Takes charge in the first quarter, never looks back tonight. Finishes the game 78-63, and that's going to call it a wrap here. So Sheridan moves to 3-2. They take on Indianola tomorrow night, and come on out to see the Chargers, and we'll be on the radio again soon.
Good. Hey, nice job. Nice job in getting us a win here, and a beautiful job on the play-by-play.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the help. You did great, too, and I'm good luck, I guess. That's the first game I've been able to make this year, and they
got
a win, so. For Mark Fetterman, Jake Schroeder, had a good time tonight at the Chargers Dome. The Chargers win 78-63. We will see you next time. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone. Good night.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing